Passage 1. Every February across the country, candy, flowers and gifts are exchanged between loved ones, all in the name of Saint Valentine. But who is this mysterious saint, and why do we celebrate this holiday? The history of Valentine's Day is shrouded with mystery. But we do know that February has long been a month of romance. Saint Valentine's Day, as we know it today, contains many stories from both Christian and ancient Roman traditions. Today, the Church recognizes at least three different saints, one of whom was named Valentine. One story argues that Valentine was a priest who served during the 3rd century in Rome. When Emperor Claudius II decided that single men made better soldiers than those with wives and families, he banned marriage for young men. Valentine ignored the order and continued to perform marriages for young lovers in secret. When Valentine's actions were discovered, Claudius ordered that he be put to death. Other stories suggest that Valentine may have been killed for attempting to help Christians escape from Roman prisons, where they were often beaten and tortured. According to one story, Valentine actually sent the first Valentine greeting himself. While in prison, it is believed that Valentine fell in love with a young girl who visited him during his confinement. Before his death, it is said that he wrote her a letter, in which he signed, "From your Valentine," an expression that is still in use today. Although the truth behind the Valentine stories is not clear, the stories certainly emphasize his appeal as a sympathetic, heroic, and most importantly, romantic figure. It's no surprise that by the Middle Ages, Valentine was one of the most popular saints in England and France.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard.
1. How do lovers celebrate Valentine's Day?
2. How may we describe the month of February, according to the passage?
3. How many saints, associated with Valentine's Day, are recognized by the Church?
4. Who sent the first Valentine greeting and to whom?
5. What kind of person was Valentine, according to the passage?